You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about, well, you know what? We're ditching the headlines this week.
That's right. It's our third anniversary.
All the same content and still no pants.
All that and more on episode 158 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob, what the hell's going on outside Cast?
Yes, the weekly Roman Podcast Canadian weather report. It snowed. Fuck me.
Yeah, it was like nice and warm, and you know, it was like, hey, everything's melted, everything's great. And then last night, it's like, freak snowstorm.
It was, and I got, I'm 40 minutes west of Toronto, and I ended up with, I don't know, what was it like? 5 inches on the ground.
Yeah, I got roughly the same thing. It's and it's still somewhat there, kind of insulting.
Well, also too, Sunday morning, usually my wife and I take the little one and we go do our grocery shop. You mean we try to get it early because we're up with we have a 2-year-old, so we're up anyway. So it's like, Right. Okay, let's hit wherever we need to go early while the stores are just opening. That way we're gonna beat the rush on the weekend. Yeah. And again, because we're literally up with the kid, right? So that's our usual routine. But then it's like, wife's like, Charlie, our little baby, wants to play in the snow. I'm like, what? Because you didn't look outside? I'm like, no. Open the door. I'm like, fuck me.
Yeah, it's like every fucking Canadian walked that way. No!
Well, because there was nothing left. I had there was zero snow. It was like spring t-shirt weather. And all of a sudden, I'm like, now I got a snowblower because obviously I'm Canadian. Hence, right. It's not like, I'm sure there are some Americans listening going, oh, you got a snowblower? Fancy. No, it's very common up here. It's like having a lawnmower. It just, you pull out the snowblower in the winter and you pull out the lawnmower in the summertime. It just,
yeah, our friends in the Northeast, especially, actually anywhere north in the U.S., they're familiar. They know, you know, but it's just like, you just think you're finally done and
We're waiting for that.
There's always
that
one or two last fucking storms just to smack you in the face.
Yes, because as we're recording, it's a rare Sunday morning or afternoon recording. And we normally re-record Monday nights or evening. But this is March 31st as we're recording. And I snowplowed the driveway this morning.
Yeah, it's like if it would have been tomorrow, I would have understood. It would have been like the worst April Fool's joke ever.
Yes, exactly. But speaking of April, this show is being released on April 3rd on Wednesday. So I'm sure when most of you are listening on a Thursday, it's April 4th, which means Roman Podcast first aired April 4th, 2016. Happy third anniversary.
Happy third anniversary to you too.
Thank you.
I feel like you've been with me since almost the beginning.
It feels like that way too. And we've haven't missed a week. And also too, we've also never had an apology episode. We've always put out something. I know during the holidays we do our greatest hits package, but we always put something out and I always come on and say, hey, this is the greatest hits show. Happy holidays, everybody. You know, like, so we try to get our weeks off or whatever, but yeah, this is 158, I think. So there it is, 3 years consecutive.
150. And it's funny too, because when we started, we were looking at other podcasters and they had like so many shows ahead of us.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We saw people like with like 80 shows and it's like, and we were like at five, we're like, oh, that just seems impossible. Yeah. Now we've actually, because most shows aren't ridiculous like we are. Most shows take weeks off here and there, or take or do seasons and take summers off, or
not consistent. And then it's not, you know, they're like, oh, we're a weekly show, and then like it's every week and a half or 2 weeks, or
yeah, exactly. And that's fine. And we're not judging. It's like, hey, right on. Like, we're just glad there's so much awesome content out there. But there's shows that we saw that were so far ahead of us, and like, wow. And I look on my podcatcher, and I'm like, holy shit, like, we got more episodes than them. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like, we just fucking love hearing ourselves talk.
Well, you know, or somebody does. So yeah, here we are 3 years. And it's been totally amazing. So first, just with that being said, any of you that have been with us since the beginning, I don't know how, thank you. you are very, you have your intestinal fortitude is above reproach. So we're not doing anything special. It just, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention, hey, we are, we've been coming in your ear holes for 3 years now. So,
and as satisfying as it is, we'll start our episode with talking about the 5 inches that we normally do.
Snow. Yeah. Of snow, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 3 years, this is, and again, anything like, what have we, like, there's been so much, like, we've been on, we've been through the Trump election. I know it's not a long time, but you mean it's very odd.
This show has seen two presidents, right?
It has. But anyway, happy third anniversary, Roman. We are still chugging this out, and that's amazing.
So our new slogan, of course, is 3 years, still no pants.
It's still no pants, and 3 years, what else are you gonna listen to? Yeah. Really? Because and then again, shows, like, we see shows come and go, and we've, one thing we like to do is whenever people reach out, they're like, hey man, we're starting the show, hey, great, awesome, here's some advice, here's a few tricks of the trade, stuff you learn along the way that you mean the growing pains that maybe other shows can avoid. But then they just, a lot of times they fall by the wayside, and 99% of podcasts out there don't make it past 10 episodes. It's just something,
yeah.
People, it's like a gym membership. People start it, they have the best intentions, and some are really good. It's a commitment. So it's just one of those things. And until you find that groove, it, like a diet or like exercise or like anything else you start doing in your life, this is, podcasting is one of those things where you just have to kind of, okay, this is a thing we do now.
Yeah. You know. there's a certain level of commitment, but it's also a level of discipline. You need to get stuff done at a certain time to get it done, man. And I tell you, I know everybody right now, you know, they've, like last week we were talking about, they're Googling Florida man.
Oh yeah. Right?
Because there's so many stories in Florida, but you know what? You can only tell those stories for so long. And then you have to go looking around the world because, you know,
but also, yeah, too, like the new that Florida man thing, Google your birth date and Florida man, whatever that, or something. I believe there's a bunch of things going on. Florida man, there's even Florida man podcast, but we check out episode like 4 or 5. Like, we were covering Florida. Actually, you came on the show one day, had 3 weird and wacky, completely distinct stories, and you tried. And you got me to try to guess the common denominator, and it was Florida. And that was 3 fucking years ago. So catch up, world. Come on. What the fuck?
Yeah. If you want to hear something weird, if you've been listening to us for the last 50 episodes or 60 episodes, if you haven't heard the original episodes,
yeah.
Those are pretty rough. All right.
Some are rough. And again, we mentioned this before. We got that hidden pilot episode. We recorded it. And me being, having a musical background, I mixed it like I was mixing Bohemian Rhapsody, like a fucking idiot. And the vocals are wet, like, meaning they have a lot of effects on them. And it's just ridiculous. And we're all, it's just,
this is our very first time. So we were just kind of like, we didn't know.
It's just a run of conscious thought without any, it'd be like reading a book with no commas or periods. Yeah. So, and again, well, I'm thinking maybe when we hit 200 or we hit another anniversary somewhere down the road, maybe we should just do like an audio commentary of that show and like take the piss out of ourselves. Cause looking in hindsight, not that we're super fantastic today, don't get us wrong, but you know, like there is 3 years does get you a little bit of difference, you mean?
Yeah. And it really does. Because yeah, it's like we just opened the show with a drum beat and just started talking. You know, and yeah. we're just kind of like, this is the greatest thing.
And remember the first 100 episodes? We were like, that's fucking stupid gimmick I had. Jesus. And weird. That was fucking the thing. People recognize that. Oh, you're that guy. I'm like, it got to the point where it's like, okay, we have to drop that. Like,
it was our Simpsons couch gag.
Yes, it was. Yeah, exactly. And it just got like, it got to the point where it's like, yeah, we can't. Anyway, shows evolve, logos change. I've had a kid since we started. We've had deaths in the family. All sorts of stuff has happened. But the one constant, Thursday mornings, you can always count on Roman Podcast being on your phone, whether you fucking like it or not.
Well, Wednesday nights, technically, but yeah, Thursday morning for sure. Yeah,
exactly. It's good. It's hot and ready for you.
Yeah, like exactly.
Little Caesar pizza, except it doesn't cost $5.
Yeah.
Cost your dignity and brains.
That's $5 US. It's $1,250 here.
Oh, yes. Oh, speaking of US, we're going to record again before I go, but I'm heading down to Star Wars Celebration. April 10th to 16th, I believe. I'll be in Chicago. But actually, what I'm doing, I'm heading down a day early. The event starts on Thursday. I'm going to be flying in on the Wednesday. And I just secured myself a ticket to go see the Cubs play the Pirates at Wrigley Field.
Wow. You're going to watch some Bears fight some Pirates. I mean, that sounds cool, man.
It is cool. It's very cool. But as people know, Wrigley Field, we have our beloved Blue Jays, which is right down the road. I'm not a fan of either team, but it's Wrigley Field. It's like Fenway. It's like,
Is it the original Wrigley Field or is it?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's one of those bucket list things. So really cool. I was down in San Diego last summer. I was literally in the building across the street from where the Padres play, and I took a picture through the window. I'm like, I just didn't have time to go catch a game. So it's one of those things where it's like, if you can watch a major league baseball or hockey or football or anything pro in a different stadium, it's just weird because we know what it's like to be watching it in like Blue Jays playing Rogers Center or Sky Dome, as it were called. That's a very familiar place. We've seen a baseball game from every single level, every single angle,
I was there for WrestleMania. I was there for
exactly. Yeah. So, you know, the Sky Dome, right? Except it's just a very familiar confines, and just to watch a pro baseball game in a different, especially a field as so historic as Wrigley. It's going to be cool. So anyway, Wrigley Field, I'll be there Wednesday on the 10th, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then you're going to go over to their, Nerd Fest or whatever it's called.
Star Wars Celebration?
That's what I said. Yeah.
Yes. don't worry, my friends. Don't worry. I'll be there. It's okay. That's a safe place for us. So fuck you. And remember, cosplay does not equal consent, Roman.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, it doesn't matter. If I'm wearing my metal bikini, it doesn't mean grab me.
Yeah, well, here, touch my lightsaber.
Yeah. Well, why I never seen one curve?
Why is it green? That's a whole different story.
Oh, and one more thing. I've noticed a trend on Twitter. We've mentioned this a little bit before, but there's always some very attractive young lady, not young, but like in early 20s, asking, hey, anybody have any podcast recommendations? And a slew of podcasters jump on, hey, listen to mine. And they get like 100 replies. Except this is an ongoing trend. It's always some hot chick asking for pod recommendations. And it's just one of those things. It's like, I haven't really quite broken it down yet, and I haven't got to the bottom of it, but I'm quite sure it's a bot thing.
Yeah, it's a traffic thing to say, look how much traffic we get.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. So because everybody's, if I have a friend that asks, or somebody says, hey, or it's on Facebook where it's a friend of a friend or somebody in our group, it's like, yeah, I have one. It's like, really? Oh, okay, cool. Like, that's one thing. But when it's like a bot asking you, just fucking podcasters, relax. Fucking, you don't have to. I know you gain one listener at a time, and that's how it's done. We know we've done it, but just fucking chill. Don't fucking, you're looking a little desperate. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like easy peasy lemon squeezy. Come on. So,
all right. So I got something to talk about. Yes. Fans of The Walking Dead. Now, I'm not going to spoil the episode that took place last Sunday. Tonight is the season finale.
Okay, right? So when this, by the time this airs, everybody will have seen the season finale.
They should have seen it. If they haven't, I'm still not going to spoil it, but the season finale, they've hinted and they've shown the trailer.
Right.
For the first time in Walking Dead history, there's going to be snow on the show.
Oh.
Right? So they're going to be crossing into terror because they're getting more and more north in the episode.
Right.
So this is the first time they really hit a hard winter.
Okay.
So now they're dealing with zombies that are partially frozen and...
Yes.
Have you ever tried stabbing a pound of ground beef that's frozen? You just can't.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting to see how they do that. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is last week's episode.
Right.
Entitled,
second last episode of this season.
Anyways, episode 15.
Yeah.
And it was the equivalent of the Red Wedding on Game of Thrones.
Oh, nice. So
it was so fucked up. And it is a huge arc in the comic books.
Right.
Right. So it was just like, I'm still watching reaction videos. I'm not a big fan too much of reaction videos, but watching reaction video, people record themselves watching the episodes. So their responses are genuine when they're watching the show.
Of course.
And the insane, the screaming, the crying. The bartering, the negotiating, the anger, like all the seven steps were there.
Right. Of course.
You know, it was just people throwing their stuff around, almost knocking their cameras off. And, and it's just like, it was such a good episode, but damn. So I know for some of you who aren't watching it, if you, you're like, I stopped watching this year. Well, what they did this year was they did the first five episodes, which they called them the last episodes of Rick Grimes.
Right.
And then they fast forwarded the entire series by 5 years.
Oh, nice. Okay. So just spoiler alert, stop there. Cause again, I don't watch Walking Dead, but I am a huge fan of other fandoms. And again, it's just, my wife loved it. It's just one of those things I didn't fall into. I don't know if I can ever get to the point where I can start watching it from, it'd be like, I never watched Lost, but I'm not going to go start episode one.
Dead, I think you do that because the opening scene in Walking Dead is pretty amazing.
Cool. So anyway, what you're saying is landmark episode, super huge, like
crazy. Like I'm still like shaking my head at it. Like, oh my God. Like you, they don't take risks on this show. They're just, they don't like, well, maybe we should do a little this, this, like, no, let's just do this. And everybody's like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? So if you took a break from this year and you decided like, I don't think it's worth it, honestly, and it's what they announced it as, the first five episodes are the Rick Grimes episodes. And then because Andrew Lincoln left the show, so they made a big deal out of it.
Yep.
And then they fast forwarded 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
And all the characters are 5 and 6 years older. All the young characters are all teenagers. Like, it's all different. They had to recast a bunch of roles.
Right, right.
Right, as older people when they were younger. So it's really cool, and the stories have completely changed. And then there's all new bad guys, and new bad guys are even more vicious than the old bad guys.
Very bad.
Wow. So anyways, yeah. So I know a few people I've talked to, they're like, well, I stopped watching this. Trust me, man. The buildup is worth it. It's like, it's just kind of like, that when you got to bust a nut and you're just squeezing the end and you got to let it go, that's what happens.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Squeeze in the end. What are you trying to cherish it?
And then you let go, and then it's Jackson Pollock everywhere, man.
You get to that wrong one point, and you're like, I'm not gonna push. I'm just gonna let it happen.
Just kind of squeeze just underneath the knob, and you just squeeze a little tighter,
right?
As the act is happening.
Okay. Unfortunately, our listeners can't see what I just saw.
Because just let go.
The hand motions. You're very Francais. Yeah, you speak with your hands is what you do.
I'll tell you what I did find funny this week was I put a poster. Have you ever seen? Oh, geez, what's her name there? She's a YouTuber. I think her last name is Green, and she did the cinnamon challenge.
Okay.
Right. So she took a giant spoonful of cinnamon.
Right.
And shoved it in her mouth.
Yeah.
Well, of course, cinnamon doesn't absorb liquids, so she just started coughing. Like a reverse vacuum, just started spraying cinnamon in the air like a mist, like it's nonstop for 5 minutes of her just coughing out cinnamon.
Right.
So somebody posted that and they went, when somebody is sucking dick during the snapping on during the Avengers movie.
Oh no. That's amazing. I just had a quick idea. You know, our show, we're usually what, 30 minutes, 35 minutes.
Yeah.
We're almost 20 minutes deep already. Do you want to fuck headlines this week and just keep going? Like, we can just
fuck the headlines.
Fuck the headlines. You want to just like turn the tables on our anniversary show?
Well, we can. I mean,
sure.
Ready, or we can keep them for later, and we'll just
keep them for later. I know, because a little behind the scenes, big secret to us going for 3 years is when I'm going out of town, we're gonna record. We're gonna double up next week when we record, so that way you, the listener, don't miss an episode, and you, the listener, get a nice, fresh, hot, steaming Roman podcast, and we get a week off. So, you know. There you go. So, okay. So Hot Cinnamon Challenge looks like Avengers. We should, that's another thing we should talk about. We're not the geek show, but, there was a few posters going out this week.
Okay.
They're Avenger posters. They are the Avenge the Fallen posters. And what it is they have a nice tight close-up of the actor from the Marvel's Avengers Infinity War and now Endgame. So anybody killed in Infinity War, they were in black and white with the font of Avenge the Fallen, and the Fallen with the A has the Avengers A, and anybody that survived are in color. Right. So
how did we fare?
Actually, what I did, I saw these posters and it just kind of hit me. And when you see us, we used to screw around with a lot of stuff. We'll put our, I used to have a picture of, some band, and they'd be playing on stage. And if you look real closely, the graphic on the drum head is our logo. Like Time Magazine would have our logo for some reason. So I do that. I used to do that quite a bit, but I still do it on occasion. Now I save it more. Well, anybody that follows the show knows that we had our logo design, which is in a comic book form, I guess.
Right.
And that's our images. That's us slightly, probably very younger, a little bit thinner. So you can tell I have a little bit of hair when in those images, but we have some, there's a few of, there's one from our logo and we had some ones done earlier. So what I did, I just took our cartoon comic book pictures. I made mine black and white, and I kept yours in color, and I put them side by side with each of them with the font Avenge the Fallen with the backdrop. So people are flicking through and they're like, oh, there's Rocket Raccoon, there's Captain America, there's Iron Man, there's Loki, there's Rob Cass. What the fuck?
Yeah. And you don't survive, and I do.
And you do. And I asked you for you to avenge me. But okay, by the time this show hits, and we're seeing it now, there is a tsunami of these Avenge the Fallen. There's ones with Jaws on them. There's one with Ewoks from Return of the Jedi. There's ones with people from Lord of the Rings. There's ones from, it's everywhere, right?
Yes.
Avenge the Fallen. And now it's a big thing. And thankfully I get up early in the morning. I get up like at 4:30 in the morning, get ready for work. So I hopped on it right away, this idea. And I am so grateful, because you messaged me at like 5 a.m. and you're like, is there an app for that? I'm like, not yet. Yeah. It's fucking coming.
Yeah. And what was funny is we found another one that went along with it. So I had put the thing out there and it said, it's on my Instagram right now. It says like a picture of myself in color that says Avenger Fallen, and it says, I should avenge him.
Me. Yeah.
And the next panel is you.
Yes.
And I say, I could, ... And the next one, and again, I had the Avenge the Fallen. Next one was a picture of a dustpan with a very small broom, and it said, collect the fallen.
Collect the fallen, yes, exactly. So,
...
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. So everybody's making these jokes, but what I can say for sure is we got on it fast. And again, it's one of those things where you'll see like some, whatever's going through pop culture, especially with social media, it happens literally, pardon the pun, but a Thanos snap, like these things come and go, it's old, it's worn, it's played out within a day. But it's one of those things where it's, if I saw somebody else do it, I'd be like, oh, why the Christ didn't I think of that? Like, oh, God.
For myself, it was the, I took a joke I had heard.
Right.
Like your mama joke.
Yes.
It's like, your mama's so fat, Thanos should have snapped twice.
Yes.
Right. And then I put that as a hashtag in mind saying, should have snapped twice, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's meaning why I was alive.
That's why you survived and I didn't.
Yeah. So the snap happened and Rob was completely obliterated and I was just left hungry.
Just left hungry. A little peckish.
Just took my lunch.
Just took my lunch. Now you've taken Roman's lunch money, you bastard. Thanos, you have no chance.
Yeah, it's like you turn my lunch to fucking to dust. So then it just, I mean, it's inside of me. So they turned it to,
yes,
just poop.
Oh, and another thing too, again, we don't, again, we're just vamping here. We're just skipping headlines. So this whole thing about Ant-Man shrinking, crawling up Thanos's ass and expanding himself. Yeah. Can we stop, please? I saw the first one.
Roland responded to it.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's, we get it. Ha ha ha. It was funny. It's like the snap, you mean like with the Avenged of Fallen. We saw it. We did it. But we're not blowing it out of proportion. If you go back a few days last week, you can check it out. It was funny in the moment. Now, not funny anymore.
Like, he reposted one of his videos from before. Right?
Yes.
Where he's been, it used to be where he was working out like crazy, and then he posted this thing where you see him on his Instagram video just like,
yes,
just flexing like crazy. So he reposted that on that theory that Ant-Man would have jumped on his throat.
Yeah, the joke is he was on some talk show and it showed him flexing and it's like it looked like he was working out and then they panned back and he was on the shitter.
He's on the shitter. And he's,
yeah,
he's,
so basically it's his reply to what he's going to do if Ant-Man crawls up his ass.
He's going to shit him out.
Exactly. Yeah, it's no big deal. So anyway, wow. Okay, so third anniversary, Walking Dead finale, March Madness Final Four is finishing up by the time this episode goes. It'll be done. Baseball season has started. I'm going to be in Chicago. We got so much going on. And of course, with the Avengers in Endgame coming out next month. Again, we're not a sci-fi show. We're not a nerd show. We're not, that's not our thing, but it's in the pop culture right yeah. now. It's
and, something that, that I'm doing right now, actually, something else we could talk about is, I was speaking to my brother, and when we were kids, we would go to this summer camp.
Yes.
Right? And it was a very specific summer camp for specific sports.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for specific sexual tendencies.
Well, yeah, that was there too.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, it was summer camp.
You know, it's one of the electives. Yeah. It was just like archery, canoeing, molestation.
The Bible study.
Knee scuffing. So we're just talking about, and they say, you know, you always should write about what you know. Well, when we grew up, there was a lore of a kind of like a Jason-esque type character.
Okay.
That would roam around the woods and kill you and was out for revenge.
Okay, yeah.
Right? And so there's a whole lore around it, and nobody's ever done anything about it. So I started talking to my brother, and I'm like, well, what if I did this? So I think I'm going to start writing that stuff, because it was like there really hasn't been that exact type of story told. Plus, I'd like to twist all the tropes.
Right.
You know, so, you know, when, you know, they're like, oh, it's on an Indian burial ground. I'm like, no. Let's make it so we bring in an Indian guy and he, you know, a native guy, and he comes back and he figures out what's going on by speaking to the spirits. And he's like, no, man, this has nothing to do with natives. Y'all did this to yourselves.
Oh, no.
This is a white guy ghost. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Don't call me. So I'd like to make a movie like that where I write all that stuff up and just reverse all the tropes. And
yeah.
There's so many of them when it comes to these sleepaway camp type movies.
Would it be a serious reverse trope, or would it be like a backhanded funny?
That's what I still have to figure out. I think it'd be funny to make it scary and add a little bit of comedy.
You'd almost have to write both and kind of like,
and then and it would be, and the cast I'm seeing would be and it wouldn't be the exact summer camp. I might actually film at the same summer camp. But it wouldn't be the exact type of specific sport.
Right.
A multi-sport type thing, you know, just to kind of like, so you can bring different people in.
Okay.
And this way the cast can be like diverse and
you know, can I be the nerdy tech guy? I could play that part pretty good. I'm quite sure.
What's the summer camp? So there's no nerdy tech guys.
Oh yeah, but I can, you know, mean.
Oh, you mean the radio guy?
Sure.
It's like today in the cafeteria, be sure to stop by Aunt Mama. No, that guy's not going to be around.
Oh,
Or
can I die early? Can
you? Yeah, he'll be dead the moment that he touches the microphone.
Oh, fantastic!
And then there'll be no announcements through the whole. Again, killing off all the tropes.
Exactly. I desperately want to be a trope. Anyway, we'll talk about that offline. You know, I'm just got to get my card and everything else. It'll be a pain in the ass. But either way,
I'm always looking at writing stuff. And I just thought, you know what? That's something I went through my entire youth, a specific place.
Right.
And so I'm like the killer.
Right.
I don't want to classify him any specific thing. Was named after the area.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So then I just got to make sure there's nothing wrong. There's no legal problems with that. And
yeah, exactly. There you go. Okay. You know what I'm going to do? We're just going to wrap it up. I'm going to take care of some housekeeping and we're going to get out of here. So if you want to find the show on Twitter, you can find us at Roman Punning Cast and Roman Punning Cast on Instagram. You can find myself. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. You can find Roman. He is at the Roman LeBeau on Twitter and Instagram, and he is still Roman Citizens on Snapchat, Christian Grinder, and all the other.
Snapsack is correct.
Snapsack, and oh yeah, that one too. Yeah, apparently. So you're putting yourself out there. I like. It's good to see. It's really good.
Snatch.
eFarmony apparently too, and everything.
Yeah.
You can find you there. Don't forget the networks we're on: Tangible Network, EMC Podcast Network, and of course we are endorsed by Emotionally 4 Teams. So check out all those places for all the awesome content and all our brethren and our other podcast friends out there. Also, what else do I need to do? Oh yeah, Tasty Nudes. You want any Tasty Nudes? You want to send them to Roman? Send them to Roman. That's RomanPodcast@gmail.com. You have any tasteful nudes? You can send them to me. I'm a happily married man, but I'm allowed to look at tasteful nudes. It's like going to the Louvre in Paris. Like, it's just one of those. I'm allowed to see that, right? So, yeah, send them to me. Care of Rob. Same address. RomanPodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, RomanPodcast.com. That'll take you to our TeePublic store. You can check out all the merch we got. We got our new logo, our vintage logo. You can get us on pillows. You can get us on t-shirts and hoodies and rock shirts and cell phone cases and all sorts of stuff there. So check out RomanPodcast.com. That'll take you right to our TeePublic store and you can get any Roman Podcast merch you want. So yeah, check that out. And last but not least, the review reach around. If you want to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a star rating and review, and we call that the review reach around.
Yep, that's a 5-star. I'm wriggling my field reach around.
So, until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, everybody, this is DJ Johnny Rock.
And I'm Neil Young, Johnny's best friend.
You're not my best friend.
Yes, I am, silly.
Not my best friend.
My best friend and I are here to tell you to tune in to Drinking in the Park Herd every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud.
Right.
Player FM, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Bound Podcast Network, and... www.neilandjohnny.com and downloadable on the podcast app of your choice.
It's a lot of techno babble. Is this a promo? Am I in a promo?
Yep.
That explains the background music. It's really nice and shiny in here. And is it kind of small as well?
Getting smaller because it ends soon.
Ends?
Yeah, Johnny, all podcast promos end.
When does the promo end?
30 seconds?
30 seconds? God, that was 25 seconds. Why does the promo have to end? I have more sounds to make. More jokes. More bananas.
Johnny, I have an idea. Listen.
Neil, you actually have to say the words when you whisper.
No. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Try it again. Listen.
That's a great idea. Hello, will you please listen to our podcast?
I hope this works.
Me too.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangentbound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangentboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.